course, she could not say these things. How could a woman be so open, honest with a man? Besides, in a far part of her mind, she was still wondering when he would take out his dark glasses and say, "Hey, baby, why don't you and me go down to the bar and get it on?" But of course, he never did, never would. And somehow she knew he wouldn't, while he was going on. Ours would be a sharing thing. When I speak of enfolding you, I don't mean that you would be suffocated, but indeed allowed to grow with my help and being suffocated was not her problem. She suffered from too much aloneness. Too many nights alone in an empty, cold bed that would not laugh with her about the good times they had. Suffered from the past neglect of married lovers and others. And before she knew it, or could stop herself from saying with a tiny smile, "See, you don't know everything. Like, see, sisters want to be free from the crap that be thrown on us, sure. But a lot of sisters I know ain't worried about the kind of freedom you're talking about. Take me, for instance. I could stand so much loving till I could burst. Get so high on it till I was unsteady on my feet for the rest of my life." The brother now, smiling also, thinking of all the things he would do for her, said while reaching to hold her,